It's the Aldrich family.
Sure, it's the Aldrich family, presented by the Jell-O family.
J-E-L-L-O. Oh, Meredith Wilson.
Well, it's my talking people.
Beep, 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 beep. Ooga, ooga.
Hey, what is this, a traffic jam?
We're trying out auto horns.
Auto horns? What in the world for?
For Henry Aldrich.
Oh?
We're getting him a present for his car.
Oh, a present. Well, Henry doesn't have...
How about a horn that goes beep, 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 beep?
Well, there's something to toot your horn about.
J-E-L-L-O, the world's most famous shivering dessert.
And it comes in six delicious flavors. Jell-O also stands for those smooth as cream Jell-O puddings.
How about an auto horn that plays the tapioca polka?
Look, I've been trying to tell you, Henry does not even have a car.
Ooh.
Yes.
How would the tapioca polka sound on a bicycle bell?
The tapioca polka would sound good anywhere because it stands for Jell-O tapioca puddings in three wonderful flavors. Well, they're the puddings with a personality.
And dimples.
Yes.
Shall we dance?
Well, why not?
Jell-O vanilla tapioca. Jell-O chocolate tapioca. Jell-O orange. That means orange coconut.
And they cook to perfection in just about 5 minutes. Jell-O tapioca puddings.
But you won't like them. Whoa, no, not much. Hey, look at that clock. It's time for...
The Aldrich Family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer.
Coming, Mother.
The everyday life of an average teenage boy like Henry Aldrich is always a highly involved affair. And no matter how hard his parents try, they rarely seem to simplify things. The scene opens on Kathleen Anderson's front porch. It is Saturday afternoon.
Ring the doorbell, Homer.
Boy, Henry, if Kathleen's father had barred me from their house for 3 weeks, I wouldn't come running back on my hands and knees.
Homer, Mr. Anderson had every right.
He did.
Well, sure. Quiet, Homer. I hear someone coming. Wipe your feet.
Before we even know if we're welcome.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Anderson.
Good afternoon, Mr. Anderson. It's a nice afternoon, isn't it?
It is?
Yes, sir. It's such a nice afternoon, we thought, why not come over and pass the time of day with good old Kathleen?
I see.
And her family.
Well, you're here, so come in. Kathleen, Henry is here.
He is? Well, my goodness, tell him I'll be down in just a second.
She'll be down in just a second.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well, it's a nice afternoon.
It's good seeing you again, Mr. Anderson.
Again? Oh, yes, it's been nearly a week since you've been here, hasn't it?
Why, I think it's closer to 3.
You don't say?
Uh-huh.
Time certainly passes quickly under favorable conditions.
Did I mention that it's a very nice afternoon?
You did. Now, if you'll excuse me.
You're leaving, Mr. Anderson?
It's such a nice afternoon, I think I'll go down in the basement.
Oh, Mr. Anderson.
Yes, Henry?
I just thought you'd like to know that this time I plan to keep an eye on my elbows every minute I'm here.
Fine.
Homer, stop walking around. I told you to keep your eyes on your feet.
I am, Henry. Gee whiz, I know exactly where they are. Which is the lamp you broke?
The table lamp there.
No kidding. Gee, you can hardly tell it's been damaged.
Homer, before it ran into my elbows, it was a floor lamp.
Oh. Gee, no wonder things get broken. Look at this toy lying here on the edge of the coffee table, right where anyone could knock it off.
Homer, put it down. It probably belongs to Kathleen's little brother.
I'm just moving it to a spot where it won't cause any trouble.
But Homer...
Oh, boy.
Homer.
Henry, it went off by itself.
Oh, stop it.
How?
Whack that button gently.
Oh, boy.
Henry?
Oh, gee whiz. Yes, Kathleen?
Would you please see who's on the phone?
The phone? Kathleen, I think it must have been a wrong number. Homer, put that toy back where it was.
Sure, Henry. Only, do you happen to know where this little man goes in the spring?
Gee whiz, Homer, where did they come from?
Henry, I give you my word, I just picked the toy up and it came apart in my hand.
Well, fix it, Homer, fix it, or I'll never be able to look him in the face again.
Henry, if worse came to worse, you could tell him I broke it.
You?
I don't mind not looking him in the face again.
That wouldn't help, Homer. He always lumps us together.
Now, Bob, come along.
Oh, boy, it's Mrs. Anderson. Homer, grab the toy and let's beat it.
Beat it? But we just came.
Homer, we have to fix it before Mr. Anderson finds out. And this is no place to do it.
Bob.
Quick, hide the toy under your jacket.
Henry, quit. I'm ticklish.
There.
Well, hello, boys.
Hello, Mrs. Anderson.
Hello, Mrs. Anderson.
Homer, aren't you putting on a little weight?
Why, I guess it's the way I'm built. More or less.
Well, sit down, boys, and make yourselves comfortable.
Sit down?
Why, we were just thinking of stepping out for a breath of air.
Sure. I always take a breath about now.
Well, shall I tell Kathleen you'll be right back?
Why, that depends on how quickly... That depends. Come on, Homer.
It's been nice seeing you again.
Bob, you shouldn't have mentioned Homer's weight. The Browns are very sensitive about their shapes.
That's strange. It's gone.
What is?
Herbert's toy. I put it here on the coffee table while I went down to the basement for a screwdriver.
Is that why I found you working that jigsaw puzzle?
I wasn't working it. I just happened to open it and... Phyllis, does this piece look like an ear or a mountain?
Looks more like a part of a horse to me. Now, Bob, I want you to find that toy and fix it. Every time Herbert picks it up, it practically comes apart in his hand.
Alice!
Yes, Sam?
Who was that on the phone?
The phone? No one, dear.
I thought I heard it ring.
It must have been your imagination.
Now, Alice, you're not suggesting I'm hearing things.
Mother!
Yes, Mary?
Tell Henry to respect my property.
Mary, your nail file is family property.
Henry Aldrich, what a terrible thing to say.
Mary, if Henry's finally come to the point where he'd like to use a nail file, I don't think we should stand in his way.
But that's just it, Mother. He doesn't intend to use it for his nails.
What's that?
Look, Mother, there's a quick repair job Homer and I are doing in the kitchen, and a nail file's just the tool we need.
In that case, Henry, I'm afraid Mary's within her rights.
Yes, and I stand on them.
Okay, Mary, okay. But just wait until you want to use my baseball bat.
Your baseball bat?
Sure, to bang together her vanity table. Homer!
Mary, did you hear the phone ringing a few minutes ago?
Mary's nail file is out.
I swear I heard a bell.
Henry, why don't we just give up trying to fix this toy and throw ourselves on Mr. Anderson's mercy?
But, Homer, we're making progress.
We are.
Sure.
Henry, how many springs were loose when we left the Andersons 10 minutes ago?
One.
How many are loose now?
Three.
I wouldn't call that progress.
But we got the little man back on, didn't we?
Sure, but he's standing on his head.
Homer, if he fits on that way, it must be right. Besides, I think a couple of the springs go in here, like this. You see?
Well, what about that one?
Gee, that one could go any place. Here, for instance.
Well, I'll be darned. Henry, you did it.
I did? It's fixed.
It must be. There aren't any springs left. Gee, even the bell works.
Well, what do you know?
Henry, I never realized it before, but you've got a head.
Well, never mind that, Homer. Now, let's hurry and get it back into Kathleen's house before anyone notices it's gone. Come on upstairs.
Okay, what for?
I've got a swell shoebox up there. We can smuggle it back in.
Operator, I distinctly heard the phone ring just now.
Father, could Homer and I please pass?
Oh, just a moment, operator. There.
Thank you, Father. Homer, we've got to get back to Kathleen.
Now, see here, operator. This is the second time this afternoon my phone is rung, and there's been nobody there.
I'll notify our repair department, sir.
I wish you would. Goodbye.
Sam, what's the matter? You're all flushed.
You'd think the phone company would arrange it so that when a phone rings, there'd be someone at the other end.
Oh?
What do you mean by a statement like that?
Nothing, dear. Only, don't you think perhaps you've been working a little too hard recently?
Alice, are you inferring... Are you... Don't be ridiculous. There. There it goes again.
Sam, that's the doorbell.
Oh.
Mother, the back door's
ringing.
Yes, dear. Would you please see who it is? I'm talking to your father.
All right, Mother.
Alice, if you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the phone company.
Dear, I'm not married to the phone company.
Coming! Oh!
Well, how do you do, miss?
Oh, my goodness, officer. What did we do? What did we do?
Well, miss, the police department is collecting old clothes and toys for Christmas bundles.
Well, my goodness. Come in.
Thanks.
Now, let's see. Let's see, what could I possibly give you? Would you be interested in some old pots and pans? No? Well, let's see.
Something like that old toy there on the kitchen table would be perfect.
My goodness, where did this come from? It must be one of Henry's old ones. But I'm sure he'd be delighted to donate it to such a worthy cause. Here.
Thanks a lot. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. And, officer, wouldn't you like to leave your phone number? I mean, in case I run into any more old things.
Bob Anderson, once and for all, you're not going to spread that jigsaw puzzle on my dining room table.
Why not?
Because you promised to fix Herbert's toy.
But Phyllis, I've looked all over for it, and I can't find it.
My goodness, Mother, where is he? Where did he go?
Who, Kathleen?
Henry, I can't find him anywhere.
Oh, he left 15 minutes ago, dear, and he hasn't come back.
Father, You didn't say anything to Henry to drive him away, did you?
I hardly said two words to him.
That's it, then. That's it. He thought you were still mad at him.
This piece here must be hair. I found part of a nose.
Father, aren't you listening to
me? Or is it the trunk of a tree?
Father, how can you play with that childish puzzle when you may be driving a son-in-law right out of my life?
What's that?
Mother, stranger things have happened. And I think the least Father can do is to let Henry know he didn't mean what he said.
Very well, Kathleen. I'll talk to him.
I'll answer the phone. Only if it's Henry, I'll just die of embarrassment.
Phyllis, where's the top of the box this puzzle came in?
Now, Bob. Hello?
Look, Kathleen.
Henry, is that you?
Sure. And look, something terrible's just happened. Mary's just ruined everything.
Henry, what are you talking about?
Look, Kathleen, the reason I suddenly left your house this afternoon...
Henry, I know all about that.
You do?
Yes, and just as soon as my father calms down, he's going to speak to you.
Oh, boy. I guess I better go straight down to the police department.
What?
Goodbye.
Henry, wait. Whatever my father said, I'm sure he didn't mean it.
But Henry, I'm allergic to police stations.
But Homer, we just have to get Herbert's toy back, and that's all there is to it.
I know, only these pictures on the walls give me the willies.
Just don't look at them.
I can't help looking at them. Say, Henry, look at this dead or alive picture. Doesn't it look familiar?
It does?
Sure. If you shave off the mustache, it looks just like one of our teachers.
Which one?
Miss Eggleston.
Homer.
Although, who'd want to give $500 to get Miss Eggleston back?
Here's the room where the sergeant said they're keeping the toys. Larceny squad. Come on.
Okay. But I'm expecting your father to defend me. For nothing.
Boy, are we in luck, Homer. There's no one in here.
Gee, look at all the toys. Look at all the toys.
Homer, stop playing with them.
I'm not. But isn't this a swell steam shovel?
Homer, look! There's Herbert's toy.
Where?
At the bottom of the pile. See the little man poking out alongside that tank?
Oh, boy. Grab it, Henry.
It's stuck under something.
Henry, look out. Oh, boy.
Henry, I've got it. I've got it. Let's beat it.
Hello there, boys.
Homer, it's a policeman.
We'll get life. Look, officer.
Bringing some toys down for our drive?
Why,
in a way we are.
That's fine. Say, do you boys have a little extra time?
Time? What for?
Well, these toys have to be packed in barrels and sent to the firehouses, and I could use a little help.
Well,
It'll only take a few minutes. Just drop that toy you have there in this barrel and...
But, officer,
Henry, don't argue. Drop it.
Oh, boy.
That's it. Now, let's start packing the rest of the toys on top of it.
On top of it?
Yes, sir. And away they go.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
It's true, folks. More people buy Jell-O puddings than any other prepared puddings in the world. Try those grand new Jell-O tapioca puddings, newest members of the famous Jell-O pudding family. They're a miracle of goodness, a marvel of speed. Yes, Jell-O chocolate tapioca, Jell-O vanilla tapioca, and Jell-O orange coconut tapioca. All three are luscious, light, and delicate, gloriously rich and creamy, and they're ready prepared. All you do is add milk, and they cook to mellow perfection in just about 5 minutes. Ask your grocer for Jell-O tapioca puddings, and say, better ask for 3 packages while you're about it, so you'll be prepared for the weekend. That's Jell-O tapioca puddings. And now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Early this afternoon, Henry and Homer took a toy from Kathleen Anderson's house under the misapprehension that they had broken it. When they finally repaired it, Mary inadvertently gave it away to the police toy drive. The scene opens in the Centerville Emporium. It is later the same afternoon.
Henry, if it were up to me, I'd let Mr. Anderson get mad and save my money.
Homer, I can't. Suppose someday Kathleen and I get...
Get what?
Never mind. But you wouldn't want me to go through my married life not talking to my father-in-law, would you?
Why not? That sounds like a nice arrangement. Besides, how do you know we can buy another toy exactly like her?
Homer, we can at least try. Here's the toy counter.
Gee, look at the swell stuff, Hen.
Homer, put that thing down. Haven't you learned your lesson yet?
I'm just admiring the construction. What do you think this button is for? Oh, boy.
Homer, now look what you've done.
I hardly touched it, Hen. It came right apart in my hand.
May I help you, young man?
Wait. I just picked this up, see, and...
Oh, yes, that's one of the cleverest toys that's come into the store in a long time. You just touch that button, and it comes apart in your hands.
It does?
It does?
And when you push it again, everything snaps right back into place. Children have the grandest time putting it together and letting it fall apart again.
I can see where they would.
May I wrap one up for you?
Why, no, thanks. What we're looking for is a toy that has a sort of a little man on top, see?
What does it do?
Do?
Well, mostly it just rings.
Well, there is one under the counter here that... Is it something like this?
Oh, boy, Homer, that's it.
Well, you're very lucky, sir. It's the last one like it we have in stock.
We'll take it, miss. How much is it?
It's, Oh, excuse me a minute while I check the price.
Henry, you're set.
Homer, duck.
What's wrong?
Look who's coming down that aisle.
Mr. Anderson.
Homer, quick, over this way.
But the toy.
We can come back and get it later. Hurry.
That'll be $1.49. Young man, where are you going? Well, I declare.
Excuse me, miss. Weren't there 2 boys here a moment ago?
Why, yes, they just disappeared into notions.
Oh.
May I help you with anything else?
Well, as a matter of fact, the reason I'm shopping... You sell jigsaw puzzles, don't you?
Why, yes. We're having a wonderful sale right now.
Oh, I don't want to buy one. I just thought, well, you see the puzzle in this box here?
Yes.
Well, we seem to have lost the cover with a picture on it, and I wondered, could you sort of look over the pieces and give me a hint as to what it's supposed to turn out to be?
No, I'm afraid I can't do that, sir.
Oh.
But if you'd like to leave it here for a few weeks, we could put our research department to work on it.
Oh, never mind.
Excuse me, miss, but would you... Hello, Mr. Anderson.
Hello, Mary. Say, if you run into Henry, would you tell him I'd like him to phone me?
Henry and I aren't speaking, Mr. Anderson, but I'll see that he gets the message. Is it important?
Well, Kathleen wanted me to apologize to him.
My goodness, what for?
That's what I don't know. Well, goodbye, Mary, and thanks for your help, miss.
That's quite all right, sir. Now, may I help you, madam?
Well, there was a certain toy of my brother's, you see, and I gave it away, and... Well, my goodness, you'd think he'd know it was for a wonderful cause.
Well, what was this toy like?
Well, it had a little man on top, you see, and a bell that rang.
Sam, it wouldn't hurt for you to take a few days off.
Alice, I tell you, I'm fine.
Of course you are, dear. I wasn't insinuating that... I just meant that when you start to hear bells, isn't that the first sign of...
Sign of what?
Nothing, Sam. Suppose you just lie down and I'll make you some hot tea with some honey in it.
Honey makes me lose my appetite.
Yes, Sam, but it lines your stomach. Henry, is that you?
Yes, Mother.
My goodness, what have you two boys been doing? You look all worn out.
Why, we took sort of a bicycle ride, Mother.
But they didn't have any in Abbott City either.
All the way to Abbott City? My goodness. Oh, I'm making your father some tea. Would you boys like some hot milk?
Hot milk? Henry, I think I'll go home.
I almost forgot, Henry. Mary asked me to give you this package.
Mary and I aren't speaking, Mother. We've broken off diplomatic relationships.
Now, dear, I think this is a peace offering. Homer, would you like some butter in that hot milk?
Butter? Well, Mrs. Aldrich, do you happen to have some strawberry syrup?
No, I think so.
And some club soda?
Yes.
Swell, then you can forget about the milk.
My goodness, you children never know what's good for you.
Henry, aren't you going to open it?
Open what?
Mary's present and see what she's offering for peace.
Homer, it's probably just a couple of handkerchiefs.
Henry, who do you suppose bought that toy right out from under?
I don't know. Boy, I sure wish I could lay my hands on it. Homer, what's ringing?
I think it's Mary's handkerchief. Henry, it's the toy.
Oh, boy. Homer, stop the bell.
I can't. The button's stuck.
Here, jam my fountain pen against it.
Okay. Henry, where do you suppose Mary got her hands on this?
Who cares? The important thing is we're all set.
Henry!
Oh, boy, Homer, duck that toy back in the box quick.
Head's ducked.
Henry! Henry, you boys heard it that time, didn't you?
Why, you heard what, Father?
The phone ring.
I didn't hear any phone ring.
You didn't?
Sam, your tea's ready.
Alice, would you mind bringing it upstairs?
Upstairs?
I think the best thing for me to do is go right to bed.
Are you sure the Andersons are in the dining room?
Sure, they're eating. So help me set up this stepladder under the living room window. Then all you have to do is climb up, open the window, and drop the toy in.
Me? Why me?
Homer, you mean you're scared?
Sure.
Homer.
Henry, I helped you fix the toy and I pumped my head off to Abbott City, but I draw the line on falling off ladders.
How could you fall?
I'd manage.
Okay, Homer, okay. I'll go up. Just hold the ladder steady.
I am.
When I get up, toss me the toy.
Henry, who's that?
Well, just Kathleen's dog, Daisy. And stop rattling the ladder.
But, Henry, Daisy's resented me ever since she caught me eating one of her dog biscuits. Daisy, I apologize. I apologize.
Homer, you're knocking me off.
Get down, Daisy.
Homer, never mind Daisy. Toss up the toy.
Henry, she's got my pants.
Come on, toss up the toy.
There.
Oh, boy.
Didn't you have the window open yet?
Who is that? Who's there?
Homer, quick, run.
Daisy, let go.
Who's there, I say?
Homer.
She won't let go. Daisy, please stop being a dog in the manger.
Now, be sure and take plenty of warm socks, dear.
Alice, I'm only going to be gone a few days.
Sam, it won't hurt to take an extra pair.
Very well.
And, dear, I just want you to know I think you're doing the right thing. There's nothing like a fishing trip to get bells off your mind.
Alice, that has nothing to do with it. I just heard that the bass were running and I thought...
Yes, dear, if you say so. I'll get your socks for you.
I wonder if Will Brown would be interested in going along.
Henry, is that you?
Why, yes, Mother. Has there been a phone call for Homer or I recently?
From whom, dear?
Anyone. Mr. Anderson, say?
No, dear, no one's called. Homer, how did you get your pocket torn?
My pocket? Gee whiz, I guess Daisy did that.
Daisy? My goodness, young ladies nowadays don't behave the way they used to. You'd better both sit down and cool off.
Boy, Henry, feel my heart. It's beating.
Mine, too. Homer, do you think Mr. Anderson recognized us?
If he did, he certainly would have phoned by now.
Oh, boy.
Henry, that must be him.
Henry, please answer the phone.
Hi, Mother.
Please, dear, I've got socks on my mind.
But, gee, Mother, I'm not cooled off yet.
Henry, please answer the phone.
But it might be a wrong number.
Henry!
Yes, Mother. Who
Hello?
Is that you, Henry?
Oh, boy. Yes, Kathleen?
Henry, I'm phoning on behalf of my father.
You are? Just a minute, Kathleen. Homer, Mr. Anderson asked her to phone.
I'm going home.
You can at least give me a little moral support.
I can do that just as well from home.
Hello, Kathleen. About your father.
My goodness, Henry. He's been trying to get his hands on you all day.
I know, Kathleen. And...
Henry, do you mind if I apologize for him?
Well, sure, but if you do what for
apologize him? Apologize for being so rude to you this afternoon.
Kathleen, you mean... Well, I'll be darned. Homer, Mr. Anderson's been after me just to apologize.
Why?
Henry, have you disappeared again?
No, Kathleen, I'm right here, I think.
My father would apologize personally, only he's very upset right now.
Upset?
Yes, someone stole one of Herbert's toys and then threw it back through our living room window.
Oh, who did a thing like that?
That's what made him so mad, he doesn't know.
He doesn't? Well... Isn't that too bad? Look, Kathleen, tell him not to worry. I know where he can get a pane of glass cheap. For nothing, in fact.
Oh, but that isn't what he's really mad about. You see, when the toy came through the window, it broke up his jigsaw puzzle.
It did?
And he's simply furious. He was almost positive it was going to turn out to be Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh.
Or the Canadian Rockies.
Huh?
So can I tell him you accept his apology?
Sure, Kathleen. Gee whiz, that's the least I can do.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Henry. And you can come over and see me tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Sure.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Boy, Homer.
Henry, I've never seen anyone so lucky.
I'll say.
Henry, how would you boys like to go fishing with me?
Me, Father?
I sort of thought it might be nice to have company. You've been asking to go for years.
Oh, gee, Father, I'd like to. Only, do you think I ought to leave town just when I've cemented my relationships with Mr. Anderson?
I'd be glad to go, Mr. Aldrich.
On second thought, I'll probably have a good time alone.
But thanks just the same, Father.
Sure, thanks, Mr. Aldrich. Well, I better go home, Hen, old-timer.
Okay, I'll walk you to the door.
Thanks.
Oh, before I forget, Homer, where's my fountain pen?
What fountain pen?
That I gave you to stick in the toy to keep it from ringing.
Henry, I never took it out.
Homer, you mean it's still stuck in the toy?
I guess so.
The one that went through the window and landed on Mr. Anderson's jigsaw?
On his what?
Oh, boy.
Henry, what are you getting so excited about? That pen only cost you 50 cents.
60, Homer. It cost me 10 cents extra to have my name engraved on it.
Your name? Oh, boy.
Henry, Mr. Anderson wants to speak to you on the phone.
He does? Well, look, Mother, would you please tell him I can't talk to him now? I'm just about to leave on a fishing trip with Father.
Hiya, fellas. What you doing?
Well, gee whiz. Willie Marshall. Willie. Where'd you come from?
Henry, let's pretend we don't see him.
Okay, if that's your attitude, I was going to lend you this pair of hip boots to go fishing with your father, Henry. But now, fat chance.
Hip boots? Oh, Willie, I apologize.
Oh, no.
But, Willie...
Don't even coax me.
But, Willie, if you lend me those hip boots, I'll even ask you over for supper.
Supper? What's in it for me? What's for dessert?
Well, what a question. With the Aldrich family, it's sure to be one of those luscious, shimmering Jell-O desserts. They're a treat to eat in all six delicious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. Yes, you just can't beat Jell-O for tempting fruit-like flavor. Because every Jell-O flavor is rich with that famous locked-in goodness. Flavor sealed right in so it can't get out till your first delectable spoonful. No wonder Jell-O is America's favorite gelatin dessert. So look for those big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O, and Jell-O spells a treat. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying the Aldrich family is brought to you by the Jell-O family.
Four desserts that are delicious. Boy, believe me, you should know. They are made by famous J-E-L-L-O.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.